suck his dick until he comes, and yeah, that's pretty good. Like I said, if you put it in your mouth just to try it, like, okay.
Welcome to another Latino with a Podcast. I am the Latino with a Podcast, and here I am with Luis Arevalo. He's an amazing comic. Like, he has one of the styles that I love, that is when comics are like slow paced, but what they say is so funny that people, he enjoys a lot the silence, I believe. How do you feel about the silence during your sets? Because you are a slow paced comic, and I believe that's amazing. A lot of comics are not like comfortable with those moments of silence, like this silence. And that's it. Thank you so much for watching.
I'm just not used to you like complimenting me. Usually when we talk outside of podcast, you're very mean to me. Never say any nice things about me.
I will edit that part. I'll put just like audio on top of me speaking. Will be like, this is the best lesbian otaku I know, because it's the only lesbian otaku I know.
Taco?
Otaku.
It's otaku.
Anime lover.
Oh.
You know, yeah, okay.
I don't love anime, so I don't know.
That you look like you love anime. You look like you see One Piece entirely.
I want to see One Piece entirely. I just don't have the time. But that's not because of its anime, just because of it's political. It's like because the creator of it is a communist, basically. I don't know if you know that. Well,
I don't know that.
See, so that's why I want to watch it, but not because it's anime.
Oh, by the way, I
any type of shows that are like that, I would want to watch.
By the way, I offer beer. And he's fancy now because he has a girlfriend. So, cheers. We're drinking cherry wine. But this is really good. You don't like it? Cheers.
It's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's a little sweet, but I like it. Okay. I have some themes I want to speak of. And talking to the point of One Piece, you know that One Piece is super long. It's like 1,000 episodes long.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, I've been thinking that people don't enjoy you. He really likes the camera.
You told me to look at the camera. That's the funny part.
I didn't say that.
He's going to try to act like he did it, but he's like, can you keep looking at the camera? And forever, I will not stop looking at the camera.
Actually, I'll do the podcast like that too. if people watch it, they will feel uncomfortable. I saw Kung Fu Panda 4.
Okay, my brother watched it too. He loves Kung Fu Panda. He said the fourth one was not good.
But you know why I feel it's not good? The same, I will say something controversial here. Dune Part 2, I like better. It's a really good movie.
I don't think that's controversial.
But I like better the first one.
Oh, I don't know if that's controversial.
A little bit, because I do believe that what is happening, and this is one of the subjects I want to speak with you, is that the attention span is so short that people just like rush every movie, Kung Fu Panda, if you go to the bathroom that I did, because I was drinking beer during Kung Fu Panda, with kids.
Do you ever not drink beer?
I have a non-alcoholic beer if you want. You want to
know? No, that's not what I'm saying.
What you said?
Do you have a drinking problem?
No, I do not. Okay. I do not have a drinking problem.
Okay.
I changed the word problem for opportunity, so I have a drinking opportunity every time I go to like movies. Yeah, okay. Do you have to watch kids' movies with alcohol? Everybody knows that. Nope. Okay. But they rush the scenes. Like, I went to the bathroom, and when I came back, they like three of the moments of the movie were already done, and I pee fast, so it was like 2 minutes, and in 2 minutes the whole travel, they went to the new town and they were already in trouble. So I'm like,
and you felt that was the same thing with the second Dune? You also felt like scenes were like rushed
a little bit? Yeah, we can still watch it. I feel that
I'm also trying to do that's what I'm saying. The way you position the camera is not like, because I try to look at you directly,
because
and you
I'm
were
poor.
Like,
I don't have, I,
and then you were like, no, you need to like, I forgot there's a technical term in theater when they when you do this, when you're supposed to look at that, there's a technical term for it. So that's why I'm trying to
breaking the fourth wall.
No,
it's not that.
No, it's like it's a specific term for like you have to position yourself in front of the audience.
Yeah, 45 degrees.
Yeah, no, but that's that's what you're supposed to do. But there's a term for what's that called? I don't remember it.
Yeah, don't remember.
But anyway, but that's my point. It's just hard to do both while looking at you.
No, but you can look at me. But the thing is,
you've seen pro wrestling, right?
What?
Have you ever seen like pro wrestling?
No.
Like WWE? Like there's moments when they will cut to wrestlers watching like what's going on in the ring. And okay. The TV's right here. And obviously the camera's here, so they're watching it like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, and like no one watches it like that, but obviously because the camera, they want them to see the action is run. That's why they do like that. So that's what it feels. That's what it feels like. I feel like I'm like in WWE and I'm trying to watch TV.
Okay, there's a reason. The reason is I'm poor.
Yeah,
I don't have two cameras.
I
don't have three. I would love to have one camera just pointing at you, one camera there just pointing at me, but we don't have that because we don't have that much money.
You have a phone right there, so that's two cameras.
No,
that's one camera you're not using.
No, you know the difference between two cameras will be so. Maybe it will work actually. But the thing is, the second movie. Because I was speaking about this. Like, I believe they rush it. And I believe, like, that's what's been happening like, with my clips. On like reels, I don't know if that happens to you because you, like, again, you are a slow-paced comedian, but you do it in a way that is so amazing that people enjoy that silence. Mm. But I don't know how you do on reels, but on reels, people are like, you don't talk for two seconds, they just keep scrolling. Mm-hmm. So, how do you feel about people just rushing into? I believe TikTok ruined. I've seen so many iPad kids that is like, they need like two. Any distractions?
I mean, to me, it's just the way that it is, right? You can't really complain. That's the thing. I don't know if it's a mixture of people have low attention spans or people that are creating content are like, oh, no, people have low attention spans. They're creating, yes, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like this, it's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, I believe.
Because TikTok used to be very short clips, and now it's like 4 or 5 minutes.
But usually people don't watch it unless there's like a Minecraft going video going on the bottom or like Subway Surfers.
I think it's just about being interesting, right? It's just like, and also, I guess
you
now because we're in the mood, huh?
You believe you're interesting?
To some people, yeah.
To some people?
To other people, I could be boring, but you know, that's what it is.
Like I have like this question, like I ask all the comics. What do you think is your best joke? And how did you get to that joke?
You know what? My best joke is the one that I haven't written yet. You know, so I don't know.
Okay, you fucking philosopher. Okay, Gandhi. I'll make a picture of you, black and white, with that phrase.
That's so funny.
Best joke is the one I haven't written yet.
I think right now one of my best jokes is this new one that I wrote about America.
Okay.
And about and how America is violent. I kind of want to give away the punchline, but I feel like I should. Does that make sense?
But how did you get to that? Like,
I don't know how knowledgeable you are about current events, but
I don't care about too many current events, but a little bit.
Eso no me sorprende. So anyway,
I don't care what you're calling. I'm sorry.
But so there's the Palestine situation where Palestine is.
I didn't know about that.
Palestine.
Because you know Palestine,
right now the Palestinians are being ethically cleansed and obviously living in apartheid. So it kind of started off like that. That's how I wanted to talk about that on stage. Okay. And then eventually evolved to, I kind of removed that part about it, but kept everything else. And I think that is one of my better jokes right now. And okay. I know that because people come up to me after and like, yo, that joke is like really good.
Okay, cool. I would like to hear it off camera then.
Yeah.
Or on stage. Are you going to go like today too?
Probably.
I saw you were on the holiday mic.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing that today?
The holiday show? No, it's on Thursday.
On Thursday? I thought it was it.
The holiday club. Yeah.
This is one of the little like games I brought for you.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was talking with my friends about actions that, look at the camera. This is important. Action that could make you seem gay. Okay? We were talking about what actions make you see... Gayer. So
I
have
sucking dick, I think.
No, I have a lot of actions, and you're gonna rate them.
Oh, I gotta rank them.
Yeah, like S tier, A tier, B tier,
S tier,
S tier, tier, tier. I say tier, tier.
All right, yeah, my bad.
So I'm gonna say the actions, and you are gonna say if this is
okay.
Where is it? You're gonna rank them. So kissing in the mouth.
Kissing another man
in the mouth. Yeah,
that's pretty good. That's S tier. S tier.
I don't believe it's S. I believe it's like C.
Okay.
It doesn't make you gay to kiss. Okay.
It doesn't, but no. We can imply.
No, blowjob.
That's S tier.
I believe it's A.
A tier? Are you playing the game? Should I ask you these questions?
I put it in A because it's super gay, but.
I feel like. Like, kissing and sucking dick is something that if you do another man and you don't like it, then you're like, okay, I'm for sure straight. But if you, like it, you're like, okay, you're bi. You're like a little bi curious, which is
But, I mean, fine. At least once you can do it and not be gay. You're like, nah, this is not for me.
Yeah.
You're like, nah. This was not for me, dude. I'm okay.
I agree with that.
Holding hands.
Not gay.
Not gay?
No. What's the bottom tier?
On, I believe it's E.
E, that's E tier.
Okay, I mean, you can hold hands.
Yeah, you can hold hands as friends. You could cuddle as friends and stuff like that. I do agree with that.
What kind of cuddles? Like spoon? Big spoon, little spoon? I did put that, but...
I think, yeah.
If you're the little spoon with another guy, are you gay?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, I don't think... I put it like B. It's up, but not that up.
I don't know. I've been spooned with a... Cause I spoon with hoes that I don't like.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not intimate, you know what I'm saying? It's just like one of those things.
Yeah, it's like one of the procedures in the hookup night. Like, yeah, this is next.
You know what I'm saying? But it's not like an intimate by itself. It's not really intimate.
Should be intimate. Like I.
It should be intimate.
Yeah. Once this happened to me once, like we fuck and I have the personal clarity, mm-hmm. and then she wants to cuddle and we cuddle, but in my mind I was like. Wish I just hope she just goes home. Like something's happening at her house. Someone called it like, and she's like, "Hey, I got to go." She stay over. I'm like, "Fuck."
Yeah, no, I think that you just didn't like her. I think you were just horny, and then once you were not horny, yeah.
That fuck. Okay. Okay. Nice chatting until morning.
Huh?
Nice chatting, like texting each other until like early morning.
Eat here. You know what? I'll put a B tier because that's a very intimate thing, but it's like a friendship thing. I don't think it's like gay. I think a lot of these is just what we need to do.
Okay, ear whispers. He just comes to you and whisper in your ear.
Personally, I don't think it's gay, but for the sake of this podcast, I think that's S tier. I think that's S tier.
I believe it's super gay. <You just go. laughs> Gay. Okay, neck kisses.
Pretty S tier.
That's pretty gay.
That's pretty intimate. Even if I don't like you, I'm doing that to fuck. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's
what about
pretty
what's
S-tier.
The name of the
hickey?
The hickey.
No, that's
super gay.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Unless you're doing it as a prank, be like, how your girlfriend's gonna think you're cheating, and then you can't really tell.
I believe even if you do that, there's something gay about it. Like, yeah, now your girl is gonna think you have a really sexy boy.
It's not gay, though. It's not gay if you say JK or if you say.
Yeah, if you say no homo before, You can do a blowjob, but if you say no homo before, it's cool. Now, sex.
Now, if you suck his dick until he comes, then yeah, that's pretty gay. Like I said, if you put it in your mouth, just try it. Like, okay.
Okay. What
unless he comes quick, then yeah, there's nothing you could have done about that.
What if he's
that.
About to come and you just put it out like, hey, no homo. And then you just like.
No, that's pretty gay because you know what you're doing then? You are edging.
You're edging.
You're edging your friend, and that's pretty kinky. So yeah, that's pretty gay.
I'll put edging here. Okay. Sex, having sex with the person, gay.
Yeah,
S-tier.
Right, it's one of those things. It's like, what's gay? Fucking another dude, right? Like, obviously, these are all jokes, but yeah, no. If you're fucking a dude, that is gay.
It's a little gay.
It's a little gay.
Now, drinking.
Yeah, depends. Yeah,
drinking
depends.
Cherry wine.
Are you a top or bottom? Exactly. If you're the if you're the top, you're not really gay as much as the bottom.
I do agree with that.
Did you know in Turkey?
What about drinking cherry wine?
Did you know in Turkey, if you're gay, you're not supposed to. You don't have to participate in the military, but you have to prove that you're gay. So you have to be the bottom.
You did all that research to be on the...
No, I didn't do the research. It's just stuff that... Because in the internet...
It's not general knowledge.
Yeah, but I didn't look for it.
It's just...
There's something...
Your algorithm is like, hey, did you know in Turkey? Five things you don't know about Turkey military.
No, I watch a Turkish streamer, so he kind of shares
that.
Okay, there you go.
Okay. And spanking.
Not gay.
I believe spanking is like F, even below E. Sometimes I just want to spank my friends just to...
I mean, they do it in sports a lot, but sports is a lot of homoeroticism. Homoeroticism.
Yeah, if spanking is gay, all baseball players are gay because they're like, yeah.
Yeah. I guess it depends on the context, but yeah, I don't think it's gay.
I don't think it's gay.
Like I said, this is fun, but yeah, it's gay if you fuck somebody. If you fuck another guy, for sure gay.
So for now, the gayest is just a whispering. if someone whispers to you and then gives you gay.
The whispering, I said not really. Actually, no, I did say. I don't even remember what I said as a joke.
I just put it in the list.
Yeah.
So, Luis Arévalo. Neck kissing and whisper is super, super gay.
Hell yeah.
Okay, we're going to do a little pause here. We're going to continue immediately. Oh, I said like many times, but I'll say it again. Drinking cherry wine in a podcast.
Oh, not gay.
No, it's super gay.
Nah, what you mean?
Super gay. We're like
honestly, this feels like I have money.
It feels like I have money.
I feel like I'm poor.
I want to grab it like this. Like, hey. Okay, we're going to do the little pause. Cheers. And we're back with this. I just can see in the neck.
Yeah, that's why we have to turn the cameras
off. Yeah, I have to turn the cameras off.
We had to fuck, actually. We just fucked. So anyway, so how would you feel like as a top and a scale of 1 to 5?
Now I believe you can get into the Turkey military. We have proof, not on camera, but they will know. Okay, I have another game that is like fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
But since it's hook up, because it's not fuck like many times, it's just one time, one night stand. And then it's instead of marrying, because a lot of people don't believe in marrying anymore, I change it to serious monogamic long relationship.
Okay.
Serious money. Okay, if you're with this person, it's a serious monogamy long relationship. It's like, oh yeah, I'll marry this person, but I'll
origami relationship.
Yeah, no. It's serious monogamy long relationship. I don't want anything like, yeah, I could marry this person, but you know, on the side I will have my love. No. Okay.
Okay.
And kill, because kill is the same.
Okay. I like how all the things you changed, you kept killing the same.
Yeah, it's the same. Like there's nothing you can change about that. So Trump, Joe Biden, and Hillary Clinton.
Are we in 2016? What the fuck?
Yeah, this is a long history of the United States, I know. Okay, I can change Hillary Clinton for Alexandra Ocasio. Is Alexandra Ocasio? Is Alexandra, right?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, AOC.
Yeah, AOC.
Okay, let's change Hillary Clinton for AOC.
I mean, I don't... That wasn't my problem with it, but sure, we could keep that change.
Okay.
So, series origami, AOC.
Okay.
Fuck Trump.
You're gonna fuck Trump.
He has a bussy. He has a bussy on him.
But he will make you a bottom. he'll whisper in your ears and kiss your neck.
You know what? He has a small dick, so it wouldn't hurt that bad.
How do you know? Apparently, one hooker that was with him said he has a mushroom shaped like dick.
Yeah.
You will take that?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I had to take a dick, I think a small one.
That would be the one you take? Mushroom say, okay.
And then kill Joe Biden?
Why would you kill Joe Biden? He's going to die by himself.
Bro, I'm trying to play the game, bro. I'm sorry for trying to be part of the market. I like how everything I say, you just like combat against it. I'm like, bro, this is...
Because it's a conversation.
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to do your content.
I'll just cut all your dialogues. It's good. Okay, no.
So let's say you didn't need to eat to survive. What would you give up, food or sex?
Well, I haven't had sex in a long time, so I already gave up sex. I need to eat. I don't like to eat. Like, sex is momentary. Food is forever. I don't know. That's okay. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
What about you?
I don't fuck with food, honestly.
So you give up food.
Yeah. And sex is pretty tight.
And what if you get to the point that you cannot have sex anymore?
What do you mean?
Like you're too old and you don't
do
have
we run out of Viagra?
Yeah.
Well, in this
or it doesn't work anymore. Like,
well, in this hypothetical, that wouldn't happen. It's the same as in this hypothetical, food wouldn't.
Okay.
You wouldn't need food to survive because obviously you can't give up food because you need to. But in this hypothetical,
I should give up food a little bit. I'm getting fat. I should like give up at least like some food, like pizza.
You should stop drinking as much. Honestly, I think that's the problem.
I don't drink that much. I drink for the podcast with the because I always try to get something to share with the.
And
it can be food
and water, and you didn't even offer me food.
No, because I didn't make it because you keep being like, I'm gonna be there earlier. I'm like, I'm not gonna make anything. But usually I offer like food or drinks.
I feel like this would have been cool if you asked me beforehand. Like, hey, what do you want for food? See, that's why I don't believe you because you didn't offer it.
Yeah, I thought about pizza for a moment, but then I ate, and I was like, I'm not gonna.
Well, now I got to get on the podcast again.
To get food. No, we can get food after this.
Okay.
But we might not. But we probably can.
We probably won't.
But we can if we want. Because I have money to buy pizzas and they're cheap. We want.
They're hot and ready.
But I believe we can do it.
I believe we can.
Like, we have the possibility. I have the Domino's app in my phone. So we can. We're just not.
We're not sponsored by Domino's yet.
Yet. Domino's sponsored this podcast for some reason. Okay. I got four more. You're going to keep going with the one night stand, serious monogamic relationship, or kill. Okay. Chris Rock, Will Smith, and Kevin Hart.
I like how none of these are like current event. Oh, I guess it's that Joe Biden Trump is current. I will kill Chris Rock.
He's too loud.
Fuck Will Smith. And marry Kevin Hart.
You think it would be a nice relationship with Kevin Hart? He seems like a nice dude.
Seems like a nice dude. He'll cheat on me, but I'm also... I like open relationships, so it wouldn't be cheating. For the most part. Obviously, you could still cheat in an open or poly relationship. But then at that point, that would be his choice.
And you're about the same size.
No, we're not the same size.
You're taller.
I'm taller than Kevin Hart.
So you can be the top. That's what you want. You want to be the top. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. I don't think I could be a bottom. You know what sucks about dating is a lot of women want like dom energy. Not dom. Dom energy. And sometimes I just want them to take initiative and like do stuff. You know what I'm saying? Okay, like not like dom me, but like, you know, just like take initiative and.
Yeah, I believe the more dominant they are in their regular life, the more like
submissive
they are in bed. And the other way around, the more like submissive they are in their regular life, the more dominant they want to be in bed. And I have one that she kind of always initiate, and then she got mad because I didn't initiate. But every time I initiate, she was like, no, not now. I'm like, well.
At a certain point, I'm not going to try, yeah.
Yeah, because you keep, like, rejecting me. Then I'm not trying. And you're like, why aren't you not trying? Like, because I do not know what the fuck. Because she knows when she wants. And usually men don't reject it. Mm-hmm. Have you ever, like, rejected it? Yeah. Like, no, now.
Yeah.
And how was it for her or him or they then?
My ex was actually, she would not take no for an answer, actually.
That's rape.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Rape. Rape accusations on this podcast. Okay.
More wifey.
I was like, I don't want to get into weird details of your life, but can you talk about that time you were rape?
Oh, honestly, I thought it'd be funny to be like, oh, that's rape. Anyway, so why would you kill Chris Rock? It's completely bypassing like that. That's crazy.
But they do not take no for an answer, usually. Because they're like, why not? Like, and they just keep forcing it.
Besides her, everyone else was kind of cool with it. If I was like, no, they'd be like, okay. And then, she was like the only one that would like keep trying.
I even once
yelled at her. I'm like, no, stop. Like, I don't want to, and I hate it. And then eventually she was like, okay, cool. And then 20 minutes later, she was like back at it. And I was like, damn.
Do you want me to turn the camera off? And talk about it.
No. I miss her.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I do have.
This was like years ago. I processed this.
Okay, I do have one relationship that it went like a little brutal on the sex, and but to the point that I
brutal how?
She's like called me names and I'm like
she would call you names or no, you would call her names.
She want me to call her name. Okay. She want me to slap her, and at the beginning it was cool, but then she wanted like more and more and more and with more strength, and I was like, I'm not comfortable. This is like past my line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like all the sexual energy, I just lost it. Mm-hmm. And she got really mad about it. Like really mad, because I was like, I don't want to keep doing it. And she got really mad.
Right.
But it's double morals and rape. Okay. That's
the, yeah, I think,
that's,
yeah,
that's the name of the episode. And the first clip I'm going to put about this episode
is that, yeah,
it's going to be the time Luis Arevalo was raped.
Yeah. I think women sometimes are not comfortable. Here, let me tell you a story. So after I got broken up with, COVID happened.
Okay. And so you create COVID. Okay.
No. COVID technically in America, it reached America because it was already in Italy. Anyway, no one cares about this part.
November. It started in November 2029.
So
2019, not 29. Okay.
So what happened was, sure, thank you. So what happened was, I went on a date with someone on Facebook dating. Which I know you're saying Facebook dating, but I met some really women who were really beautiful.
I don't judge.
Really beautiful and gave really great head. All the women, okay, all the women I got head off Facebook dating, they were immaculate at it. I got a lot.
I like that. That's the second, thing you say about they were really beautiful and the head they gave.
Immaculate. But anyway.
Oh yeah, and nice credit score, but the head.
But anyway, the first one was not so pretty, and I could kind of tell by her pictures. But okay. Part of me was, it was like one of those things where I kind of was forcing myself to get out there. It was COVID. It was like, and also I was kind of hoping that she would look better in person than her pictures.
Okay.
She did not. So anyway.
She looked worse or the same?
The same. You could argue worse.
Okay.
But anyway, so we met up somewhere. I got in her car and we drove around, right?
Okay.
And it was like super weird. I just wasn't comfortable. And at the end, I was like, and I kind of was like waiting to go home. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm about to go home. And she's like, so are you going to spend the night? And I was like, no. And she was like, why not? I was like, because I forgot what I said exactly, but I was like, honest. I was just like, I don't really like any of this. And then, and then she was like, oh, well, we can't be friends. So you think men and women can be friends? I'm like, no, I think we can't. I just don't want to be friends with you. And then she called me gay.
Which you are.
And then when we first got in the car, she called me. She asked if I was autistic like 5 minutes in the conversation.
Yeah, that's not a good way to start.
And then so then at the end, she's like, hey, you better double check that you're not gay and that you're not autistic. And then I was like, okay. So yeah, some women cannot handle rejection.
Yeah, and usually they use like that card, like, are you gay? I'm like, hey. I haven't kissed any guy's neck or whispered in their ears, okay? I know I'm not gay.
I mean, a lot of people think I'm gay, so I was like, I've thought about it enough times, and I can confirm. Obviously, I haven't kissed anybody or had sex with them, but I've given it enough thought where I'm like, no, this is not for me.
I can say if someone is beautiful, and I have felt attraction to a guy, but like the type of attraction that I can say, like, oh, this person is beautiful. But from there to think about kissing that person, it has never happened. I've never been like, oh, I really want to kiss this guy. But it has happened that I'm like, oh, this guy is fucking beautiful.
I thought about it, but then I'm like, nah. Like, yeah, like, I get nah. It. I can imagine it, but I'm like, does nothing for me. No, thank you.
Yeah, but you take it like super good. I'm like, I can be gay. if just like can be, you know, did you ever see Two and a Half Men?
Yes.
There was one episode where Alan think he was gay and everybody was proud of him. Yeah. Everybody was like, yeah, yeah, Alan, finally. And then he like forced it and his friend was like, Alan, you are not gay. And he was like, come on. Everybody's proud of me. Let me be gay. And he's like, no, you are not. And the question.
So that episode was a good show.
Yeah. And the question that resonated in me is that he was like, do you have any sexual thoughts about me? And he's like, do you want to kiss me? And he's like, no, you are not gay.
Yeah.
For me, is that. It's like, I can say someone is beautiful, and he's like, he's really attractive, but not. I have never think of kissing or being with that person. It's just like, yeah, he's super attractive.
Yeah, never. Yeah, no. Like, I think about it. Like, I think I see so much porn that I can imagine it. But after 5 seconds, I'm like, this is not for me.
After 5 seconds, you're like, ah. Actually, no.
I tried to watch gay porn once, and I was like, not for me. No, thank you.
But it was like 5 seconds, so you just did the whole movie. Maybe you didn't like those guy people.
I have to keep watching gay porn until I find something that I like.
This is a show I saw. I would love to take it here. It's a show I saw on.
He has gay porn like on the tab.
Yeah, the background is just gay porn all the time. This is the second time that someone has suggested that. Aaron Klein was the first one. Like, we should push your skate.
First of all, I didn't suggest that. I'll just say you had it up. But anyway, go ahead.
We're going to do it. We're going to put it. There was a show in New York. I saw it was at the end. It was in December, at the end of the year.
And so
And the show is 50 comics will go up and do the joke that didn't work that year.
Mm-hmm.
So usually the jokes were like either racist, homophobic, like super edgy.
Yeah.
And that's why they didn't work. But this was the night they could say that joke, and the audience were educated enough that they will allow it for this night.
Right.
And dude, there was one, it was a woman. And the joke was amazing. I don't know why it didn't work, because the joke is amazing. And she said, like, I see like a lot of pedophiles and I didn't understand it. Like, how do you find a kid attractive? Like, what is it? So I started going into parks to watch kids. And I was like, they're not attractive. they're not attractive at all. But then I thought, maybe these are not my kind of kids. So I started going to different parks to see maybe I find my kid. Dude, and it was such a good joke. Like, it is such a good joke. And I really love to hear it, but apparently that joke for her didn't. Every time she said it in another circumstances, it was really.
Because I don't think society's ready for pedophilia.
I watch. I'm gonna quit the games. This is more interesting. I just watch the.
Yeah, I'm very interested. I'm telling you, if you just talk to me, I'm gonna create content. I told you this.
I believe it's new. I believe it's like 2 days ago they put it Quiet on Set. That is about
the Dan Schneider.
Yeah, you saw it?
No, but I've heard about it. I've seen videos and people talking about it. Ooh,
I saw it yesterday. It is tough.
I have an interesting observation that someone made while I was watching it.
Okay.
So, do you remember the show All That?
Kind of pieces of it.
Okay, so if you remember, that was like the only really black Nickelodeon show.
It was not just black, but half of the cast.
Yeah, it was like the most, but it was the most black characters Nickelodeon's ever had for one show.
Yeah.
And after that...
Well, Uncanny Kale.
Well, it was a spinoff from All That because they were the most popular. I don't count that.
Okay.
But basically, it's All That, right? It was mostly that. And they were saying about how kind of all... they were talking about how like most of the black parents there wouldn't let their kids be by themselves by the producers.
Okay.
And they encouraged that because obviously that's how you can abuse children if they're not around their parents, right? So, and you know, and some parents like Janae McCurdy's mom would kind of, you know,
push her into because
she knew like this is out. So the observation is like most of the black actors' parents wouldn't let them do that. So after that, when he would create more and more shows, you saw less and less black kid actors.
Yeah, because
their parents didn't give a fuck about the fame. They're like, no, my child's safety comes before anything else. And if he doesn't become famous because I won't let you by yourself because that's weird.
Well,
so be it.
Well, in the docuseries, there's one episode. Well, it's 4 episodes, but there's a moment, one episode that one woman, black woman, she was there and she started seeing like something strange with the ceremony of the producers, and she started like saying like, "Hey, this is a kid's show. Like, maybe we shouldn't do this scene. This scene. Don't you think it looks a little more like for adults?" And she started to be like the complaining lady, the annoying lady.
Exactly.
And then they push that character out of All That, season 7, season 8, if I remember correctly. So it was season two, and then they didn't call him back for season three. And he blamed his mother, and his relationship with his mother just broke because basically the producers were like,
your mom is the reason. Yeah,
we're throwing you both out. It's not you. It's like, this is not going to work with us.
Yeah.
And so it's really sad because the parents were there to protect their
The parent
kids.
Was doing her job. And as busy as a kid, you don't think that. You're just like, oh, my God, mom, why can't you be cool? Hopefully now as he got older, he kind of understood what she did.
Well, if you're going to watch it, I'm not going to spoil it
people. You either. You can't spoil a documentary.
I can spoil a documentary. Titanic, it sink, okay? Once I said that and someone was like, hey, I'm like, dude, that happened.
That actually happened, bro.
100 years ago.
Oh, wait, hold on. Is it 18 minutes yet?
I believe it might be on the 18. Let's 19. Okay, let's stop this. Be back. We're back. Still talking about the spoiling documentaries.
So it's crazy how.
But you know,
chocolate.
All that happened with Drake, Bell. I can like.
I still kind of don't know.
Okay, I'll resume it.
I know he came out recently that he was abused, but as far as like the exact details of what he said, I don't. Well, I guess he shared it on the documentary, which is why it's coming around.
He basically what he says is that it was this backpan that is like the dialogue manager or something like that, and his dad was always on stage. He was like always eye contact, eyesight of Drake, and he started seeing like this guy was like a little touchy with Drake, and he went to say like he went to producers and to executive, and he was like, hey, there's this situation with this guy, and I feel I'm not saying it's abnormal, but I'm getting a little uncomfortable with it. And they say, hey, this, if you don't know, this guy is gay, so maybe you are an homophobic.
Jesus West.
Yeah. And so they start to try to put the dad out of the stage. And the same situation with the black woman. They try to like keep it like they put like a lot of obstacle for him to be like around his kid. And then the back band start to tell Drake and the mother, they were like separated, the dad and the mother, like, oh, your dad is a bad influence on your career. You're not gonna get anywhere if you keep being with your dad. A lot of things happen, and at the end, Drake stops the manager contract with his dad and started just with his mother. His dad was the one that always went to Orange County, take Drake to LA, to auditions and everything. Since his dad was not able to do that, and his mother didn't like to drive, the one that like chipped in to do it was Ben Peck.
Damn.
So, and he put the excuse like, oh, you know, it's too late. Maybe what will be better if you just sleep in my house and next day I'll take you home. So that started to happen, and that's what when all things
happened.
The abuse
started happening, yeah.
But it was because they put like the dad aside.
Yeah.
Dude, that's some crazy. Yeah.
Wait, did they talk about in the documentary how there was some child like literally like.
Yeah, no, the
sexual like child.
Yeah, it's not like explicit because obviously it's a sensitive subject and.
No, but there were some people. There were some people that worked on that show that were
three people. They
that were that were arrested and on their record for.
Now, every time they arrest a pedophile, they have so much child pornography like safe.
Did you know?
That for me, it's crazy. Like, I don't save my porno. I just keep it. Like, they save it.
I forgot. There was, like, a dude who wrote an anime. I forgot what it was. But he had so much child pornography, the cops could have charged him with intent to distribute. That's how much he had.
Well, this guy, it has a lot. Like, 10,000 images.
Which, by the way, one is too much, but...
Yeah. Why don't you use your like three and just use it many times?
No, like just one is too much. But yeah, all right, 10,000.
If you have like 16, I'll be like, oh, okay, I get it. I'm like, no, cancel. But yeah, like 10,000 is like way too much. And every time there's a pedophile, it's not like a regular attraction to kids. They have something super weird going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because this guy keeps
he couldn't like control his urges so much that like are now.
This guy keeps like C black box and bags and keep putting stuff inside of him from the kids that he's tall from the kids. It's not always like, oh yeah, that little kid is really cute. No, it's a lot beyond that.
It was real, yeah.
It's like more than neck kisses and whispers. It's like a lot more than that.
Right.
But yeah, that's our take on the and the industry. You know that Ben Peck, after all of that, they give him 16 months in jail, and then when he got out, Disney hired him.
Yeah. Disney?
Yeah. Jeez. And then he worked in Victorious and in Zoe 101.
Jeez. Well, that's not... so I guess he worked for Disney and then went back to Nickelodeon?
No, Victorious and...
That was Nickelodeon.
No, Zoe was Nickelodeon. No, Victorious was Disney, right?
No, Nickelodeon.
Which one? No, I'm pretty sure one of those was...
No, they're both Nickelodeon.
Are you sure?
I grew up watching these. I didn't watch Victorious a lot, but yeah, no, it was. but it wasn't Nickelodeon.
I grew up watching this. I know every... Not that much.
No. Like, I love Zoe 101.
No, it was iCarly.
Which is also Nickelodeon.
It's also Nickelodeon?
Yes. I grew up watching iCarly. I know this for a fact. Okay. Victorious, iCarly, it was all Nickelodeon.
iCarly Channel. You're right, Nickelodeon. They were... Okay, but Disney hired him. I don't remember which one.
Are you sure Disney hired him?
Yeah, no. They say in the docuseries that Disney...
Then probably hired after iCarly. So, which is mid-2000, which is like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's not that long ago. So, yeah, all of these super crazy... I like that this went from like being like super funny about like, yeah, this is gay, and then like, yeah, child abuse is really
well, no,
bad.
You know, because if you get abused, you become gay. No, kidding, joking.
But yes, you become a bottom. Like, that's what happened. Did you say Gabriel Albizu? He's a little good. What? I'll just clip this and send it just to him.
I actually had a joke that doesn't really work. That I was like, that
doesn't
like,
really work.
No, yeah.
Okay, you can say it here.
That was like. Obviously, it was like, because you know how they're saying like, oh, teachers are teaching our kids to be gay and stuff like that. And I was like, no, because you can't really teach our kids anything. And then also, gay is not something you could teach, because if that was the case, I've been watching lesbian porn since I was 10. And
that's why you look like a lesbian.
And I'm
that's exactly why. And nothing has happened to me. He's the most lesbian guy looking guy I know.
That's so funny. All right, me, I'm gonna bring this back. I'm gonna bring it back just at that, and maybe that's not working.
Now I know where the haircut came from. For 10 years.
Nah, you know what it is? It's because I would always give myself like a little lineup. And then it was just so weird. And then one day I let my hair grow, and then
did you have the Justin Bieber at some point?
No, I mean, I guess never? More recently. But like when it was the Justin Bieber, no, I had like the lineup, so my lineup would be here. No, I mean just what it is now. But that's just because I'm letting it grow. It was not because of particular.
Do you believe this is gonna be your haircut forever?
Yes.
Like
maybe if I get a stylist and a guest. But no, I think women love me with long hair
and consistency. So you're like, I'm gonna be consistent with this fucking hair.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, they once you figure out what the women want, that's what you're gonna keep, you know.
Yeah,
so
consistency. And they want to see you like in 60 years and be like, that's the same fucking that when I met him, I'm so in love.
Yeah,
but yeah, I believe that's the podcast, but I really enjoy talking. And you owe me the joke that you didn't want to give out the punchline. And
oh yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah,
I've been doing lately a joke about one word, you know, the word hipopotomonstros esquipedalophobia. You know that's a real word, right?
No,
it is. I'm gonna look
first
for you.
Of all,
it is the
I trust you. Also, can I say you live in Albany Park, which I don't, when people talk about Hispanic neighborhoods, they don't bring up Albany Park as much. They bring up Little Village. They bring up Pilsen.
Because here is Venezuelans and Ecuadorians. Oh. They want the Mexicans one.
But here's the thing. It's as much as illegal immigrants here.
There are more.
Than in Pilsen.
There are more in here.
That is true. Fair enough. Okay.
I'm going to say something that I realized in Rose Battle.
Okay.
If you change Russian to English as a single language, it sounds like super interesting. If you do the same with Japanese, that Fujiko is now in the semifinals, it sounds like charming and amazing. But Spanish to English, people here are like, fucking speak well. Like, I know you can pronounce it well. Like, so people were like, yeah, use your accent in your favor. Like, people hear me pronouncing something bad and they're not like, oh, that sounds charming. It's like, you sound stupid. Can you fucking say it right? Here's the word. Hippopotamontras kipedaliophobia.
What does it mean?
It is the phobia, people who have the phobia to long words. And my joke is like, who the fuck did that? Like, who the fuck? Like, you, if you have that fear, that phobia, like...
This is not the word for you.
And a doctor is like, hey, any phobias I might be aware of? You're like, yeah, I have people... And I do that on stage, dude. I've been enjoying it a lot.
Honestly, I think act outs is the best way to go on stage. People love act outs.
Depending. Like, I love when they
laugh. Well, it has to be a good act out, obviously. No, you can't just fuck the stool. Well, actually, yes, you can. Anyway, go ahead. People love when you fuck the stool.
Yeah, people love that. But no, I believe it's better when the joke is good and then the act out is an over punchline. But if the punchline is the act out, I believe it's not that strong. It's just like, like, oh yeah, I fuck my wife like this, and you grab the suit. It's like, fuck no, dude, you can do something better, and your wife is taller than that. Well, yeah, that's the podcast. I'm another Latino with a podcast, and you can say goodbye in Spanish so people feel like.
Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on TikTok at a humble Luis, a humble Luis. Follow me on OnlyFans, a humble Luis. Yeah, we're done.
Well, what kind of content do you do?
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet.
You I want just want me? People to subscribe. $5.
Zero videos, zero pictures, 2,200 followers. And it's like, what is happening? Would you put like feed pics?
Not mine, but.
No, you have to put yours.
No. I'll get my friends to put their feed pics.
It's just a bunch of different pics. Like, but the data is like, hey guys, these are my pics.
Like, I could do this. Ooh, if you want more.
Oh, I have. Okay, where? So, do you see a lot of people just subscribe to this channel? This is the most repeated, like, be part of the video. The
most watched episode. Yeah. That's so funny.
Well, thank you very much. Bye.
Adios.